This fall will mark the third phase of the Wood River Bridge construction. The Department of Transportation has hired Knit Construction to pave Surovec Road starting in early August. Knit Construction also got the bid for the Lake Road construction project. That will cover the area between milepost 0 and 5. Shannon McCarthy is a spokesperson for DOT.
And that will be doing, you know, digging out areas that maybe have, you know, some saturation or have sunk, and then repairing some of the bad spots, milling up the old pavement, you know, clearing ditches, repaving, obviously, replacing culverts as needed. And that with the Surovec Road work should be completed by fall of this year.
Those two projects are federally funded and come with a combined price tag of $5.3 million. Construction is also starting this fall at the Dillingham Airport. QAP is the apparent low bidder in that project, and construction will begin in September. This year, QAP will be replacing an old culvert at the south end of the runway. The project will take 5 days and will temporarily shorten the runway. This will not start until after Alaska Airlines stops their jet service for the summer. Next summer, the project will continue with the repaving of the runway. That will require the airport to operate with the runway at half width, so one half can be worked on at a time. That project is also federally funded and comes in at $7.9 million. McCarthy says the project will likely require some local labor.
Groups may bring, you know, some folks, you know, from the Anchorage area or Fairbanks area, wherever they're located at, but then they oftentimes will pick up equipment operators, et cetera, et cetera.
Knick is currently advertising 3 construction-related positions in Dillingham on their website. QAP does not specify any positions available in Dillingham. For KDLG, I'm Allison Mollenkamp.